Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the percolator. 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 Percolator.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic, your host. This is your psychic connection. Welcome to another show with me. Anyway, tonight we're going to be doing psychic questions, and I always like to share with you guys things that have happened during the week, that a little psychic tidbits here and there. I will tell you, I want to wish my nephew a great deal of congratulations, as he had a destination wedding. I heard it was beautiful, and he will be having his reception this week. So congratulations, Michael, to you and your sweetheart. So can't beat that. Now, the fun thing was we were at dinner the other night, and I saw my brother. This is his dad. I saw my brother, who was deceased, out in the parking lot. And I thought, oh, my God, it looks just like Michael. And I saw him walking away, and it really did look just like my brother Mike. So I always like to share these things with you guys. So you know, too, that if you have a dead relative that has passed away and you think you see them, just know that that's their way of transposing themselves onto somebody else's body or just showing themselves, because sometimes you look, you see them, you look away, you know, for a moment you look back and they're gone. I believe my brother was transposing himself over this other guy's body because it looked just like him. And my brother, this beautiful white hair when he passed. And, of course, this would be the perfect time for him to show up right when his son is just getting married and we're having a big family celebration. So I thought that was kind of neat and, you know, just want to say hi to my brother Mike and stuff. So, and I don't know why the Frank Sinatra song would not play again, you guys. So I had to go with the Percolator. I love that song, too. Next time we might do You're the Cream of My Coffee, however. All right, well, we have a couple callers that are calling in tonight, and we will go ahead and invite everybody to call in. This is a live call-in show. The number to call in at is 347-339-4404. Again, 347-633-9404. You're welcome to call in. Again, tonight's show is going to be is all about you guys. Give me a call. You know, I might use the tarot cards tonight, might use the yin-yang sticks. You guys loved it last time when I did the yin-yang sticks. That went over very, very well. And I also have the angel cards, the ascended master cards. And anytime I've literally used these cards, oh, my God, the information that comes out is seriously fascinating. It's like, wow, how can that be so accurate? So we're going to go to the phone lines right now and see who is calling in. And remember, no question is too crazy or silly, all right? Hello, caller.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am, you bet. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Camilla.
Camilla. Camilla, what state are you calling from, ma'am?
Currently in New York State.
New York. Okay, so what questions do you have? Or what story? Is there something you want to share with us that you've experienced?
No, I just had a question.
All right, go ahead.
I was curious about... I'm trying to pick career. Boop, 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 boop. I guess I should pick career.
right?
I'll use my head and ask what is percolating in the career zone.
All right. Well, the way it occurs right now, it seems like you're supposed to be having career changes right now. It looks like you're not going to be staying where you're at. it feels like that's going to be changing for you. Are you planning that already?
Yeah, I'm on a little bit of a low. I'm a freelancer, so I do different projects for different companies.
Different projects for different companies? Okay, good. Well, it feels like you've got things coming in here, different things coming in here, and probably, I would think, within the month. I don't know if they give you offers, Camilla,
mm-hmm.
but I get like two or three different offers coming in. So that's what I'm getting. Yeah, and then, of course, you needing to pick the best one out of the bunch. You know, I will tell you guys also that I am extending my half-price garage sale special for one day only. One more day. It was extended a week into October as well. So if anyone wants to call up, take advantage. This is the last time you can do it for the year. And that includes you, too, Camilla, if you want to get a more in-depth reading. You guys can call me at 219-940-9292. But it looks pretty good, Camilla, around the career. And I would say you've got to have, I mean, I get like two or three offers coming in for you. So that feels real good. So I guess you take the best one, I would think. So, well, good luck, and let us know what happens, Camilla. Thank you so much. All right, let's see who we have next here. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. What state are you calling from?
North Carolina.
My daughter moved out there. Do you know that?
No, where?
She is...
What part?
Oh, my God. So I've got one of my other regular clients out in Hickory, North Carolina.
Okay,
and
it's about an hour now.
It's an hour from you?
I'm just outside of Charlotte.
Oh, very nice. Well, I will be doing house parties and events out there for people.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah, so if you're ever interested, you can give me a call, let me know. Yeah, if you ever want to have a psychic house party, let me know. So
okay, what's your question tonight?
What's your question?
I work with several social workers, all of which I have a seemingly an excellent relationship with. But there's one who started a couple years ago who just, at a meeting a couple weeks, decided to throw me under the bus in front of everybody. And I am like, what is this woman's problem and how do I deal with her? I'm not supposed to know about this because she apparently cannot discuss this to my face for some reason. She goes around the back door, basically. But how do I deal with her? What is where is she coming from?
Was this in your presence that she did that, or was behind your back?
No. Mm-mm. No, what happened is I had an evaluation back in April, and it's customary for our manager to send out, you know, emails to the social worker saying, how's your working relationship? You have anything to say? And everybody's like, great, she's awesome, clone her. And this one came back totally negative. And my boss called me, and she goes, this doesn't even sound like you. I'm like, I know. I don't know what this woman's deal is. Thought I had smoothed it over because I wasn't supposed to know about that, but they gave me the courtesy of watch your back. And the meeting a week or so ago, it was all the social workers, and she did it again in front of people. I wasn't there, but my social worker, one of them, called and said, here we go again. So I have no idea what this woman's problem is, and I just, how do I deal with her? I'm not supposed to know about it, but how do I deal with her, or what angle can I come from to deal with her?
Well, two things. First off, I get that this is a complete past life situation, and it kind of feels like, I don't know if you guys were sisters or what the deal was, but there's a great deal of jealousy that she has for you. That was the very first thing as you started speaking. I could see a past life. I could see jealousy and anger toward you from this woman, number one. So that's a carryover from a past life. Number two, I'm just wondering, well, shoot, let's just do this. I am going to do the yin-yang sticks for you just to see what they come up with. But my other thought is, are you guys allowed to have this go to like an HR situation at all?
It went up to the upper management level, and I was going to call my boss because I have to go see this woman next week to say, okay, what's the deal here? You know, what am I looking at when I walk in there? So, you know, I just want to sit at the table and get it straightened out. But
yeah, that's what I would request. I'm telling you. I would request it, and I would ask, gosh, I really need to know what I did to offend you. Whatever I did, I'm completely sorry for whatever it is that, you know, you perceived as something that I did to offend you. And let's get this out in the open here. Because otherwise she's upset with you for something that you don't know
what did you do? Well, yeah, I train the social workers when they come in, and I've trained a lot of people over the years, and I can tell she's one of these that they don't want to learn. She doesn't want to learn. She doesn't want the responsibility of learning when I have to teach her because we have to work in tandem together. And she actually tried to throw another person under the bus saying she didn't train me right. And I'm like, I know that person did. So she doesn't want to take any accountability, and it's actually like she doesn't want to touch this stuff and wants somebody to do it for her is what I picked up off her. But
yeah, but you still want to have a face-to-face with her so she can say what's going on for her, if she's feeling put upon, whatever it is. And because it's going to be with other people there.
Yeah.
It's not just you and her. It's going to be with a supervisor or something.
Yeah. I mean, I've asked her several times in the past, what do you need help with? Call me. Ask me questions. She does none of that. And my door is wide open.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's see what the yin-yang sticks say. And, the first thing to do, so the first thing is we take one stick out. And the first number is 8. And then the second stick is 4. This is around business, so 8 and 4. This is going to tell you what to do. Business. Okay, this says your persistence and hard work will lead to a big profit, but it also says your persistence and hard work will lead to, you know, more of an answer or an understanding of what's going on. So the answer here is you really need to be persistent on this and don't let this, you know, go.
Right.
So you've got to confront it.
Yeah, I want to. What my managers let me do. I can't pull her aside and do it myself. God forbid.
Nor do you want to.
It's like, no.
Melissa, you don't want to do that, though. Because
I don't.
Apparently she's internalizing things. She's got a negative perspective of you also already. And if you confront her by yourself, then she can create other stories around that where you have no protection.
Right.
I would stay completely away from her and make sure that you have other people there when you guys have this little round table meeting.
It's just like, so it's just the past life karma is not some lesson in my face that I'm supposed to learn something from or to learn something?
Well, I honestly get that this is a past life thing between you guys. What I always suggest is that O'opono'opono prayer. So there's two prayers, really. The O'opono'opono prayer is, first off, you have to look at, are you trying to be right about something or are you just worried about getting this resolved, number one. So you don't have to be right and you don't have to make her wrong. You just want to get the negative energy out of here. So you could say, Laura, please forgive me for anything I've done to hurt you, past, present, and future, through all of time and all of eternity. And I now ask that you forgive me for anything I've done to hurt you, past, present, and future, or I forgive you for anything I've done to hurt you, past, present, and future, through all of time and all of eternity. When you do that, that means from any past lives that you guys have had into any future lives that you've had, it's just cutting off the cords. You're forgiving them. They're forgiving you. And you really don't have to complete any more karma with them.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so the more you do that, or the O'opono prayer is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. And again, remember, a lot of these internal conflicts are either real or imagined. It could be something from her past history that you're triggering for her. You know, you could be her crabby old grandma. You could be somebody else in her mind that's not resolved, and suddenly, you know, you blink your eye two times, and she's like, oh, my God. You know, and she goes back in time where it was grandma that was, you know, Miss Krabby Pants or whatever.
Right. Okay.
She's holding you accountable.
Okay, gotcha. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Get that out on the table, okay? And believe me, it'll be much better. It's going to be much better for you. Whether it is for her is irrelevant. It's going to be better for you.
Yeah, I just want to clear the air.
Yeah.
I just want to clear the air. I don't like this.
Amen.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye.
Gosh, I hate when that happens, you guys. And that can happen any time where, you know, we don't even know what's going on. Here's the analogy that I like to use. So let's say you're walking down the street and there's somebody that you know from the past, and suddenly you're excited, you're looking across the street, and say that they flipped you the bird. And you're like, oh, they flipped me the bird. Oh, my God. What did I ever do to offend them or to assault them, or what is that? Little did you know that somebody was walking behind you that this person had an issue with, and they were like flipping each other off. You were in the middle. You didn't know that somebody was behind you. You just thought that that person was sending you negative energy. We get caught up in that stuff, you guys. We don't know sometimes what's really going on out there. We just know that something's going on. It's a negative situation. And really the point is you want to forgive it and get past it. Otherwise, that's going to make all of us cranky. And that does not send out good energy in any way, shape, or form. It's almost like, you know, if you play hot potato. If somebody throws negative energy at you and you're angry and you throw it back at them, the ball gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it's like a basketball-sized fireball that you're throwing back and forth at each other. If somebody throws you, let's say, a golf ball that's a really, you know, small amount of negative energy, But you wrap it with love and forgiveness and peace. It's almost like all of that is diminishing the negative energy, and you're throwing this back as this beautiful basket of flowers. They cannot build another thing of negative energy on top of that. It kind of defeats the whole thing. It's diffused, and they're going like, oh, well, I feel better. Look at all those beautiful flowers now. So, I mean, if you look at things going back and forth like that, whether it is past life, current situation, misunderstandings, whatever, you just really want to get down to the bottom of it and correct it as soon as possible. All right. All right, Melissa, thanks for that call. All right, let's see who is next online. Hey,
hello?
Welcome to the show, caller. Who is this?
It's Carla. How are you doing?
Carla, I'm great. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Hey. Yes, ma'am. What's on your mind, Carla? I know you're calling from Wisconsin.
Yep, I sure am.
Yes,
you know that area code, don't you?
I do.
I'm calling in about a personal situation. Recently, I filed for a child support review. It's been 4 years, and the ex is completely unhappy, and he filed a motion and now wants to try and get more placement with the kids. And he's been a horrible bully the last 6 weeks. He's done a lot of crazy things. His girlfriend's done a lot of crazy things. And I'm just like, all right, how's this going to turn out? Because it's been pretty interesting here. He's putting the kids in the middle. Whole lot of fun.
Really hard, honey. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take
it did not have
ticket.
To be that way.
I'm kind of getting the sense that it's not going to turn out in his favor.
Mm-hmm. Based on a few recent events, I'm feeling the same way, and the timeline concerns me how long this is going to take.
Yeah. Sometimes the timeline is okay. Sometimes the longer it takes, the better off you are. Okay, hang on a second. Carla, are you there, honey?
Yep, I'm here. Now I can hear you again.
Okay, very good. All right, I was saying sometimes the longer it takes, the better off you are.
Mhm.
So I wouldn't worry about the timing so much. So you know I like to give you guys different prayers and stuff. There's
yes.
a prayer, two of them. The one that I'd be using, the two of them that I'd be using right now, is I would be using the red tapered candle upside down prayer. And, of course, you know, you guys all need to be responsible for your fire safety. So
yeah, I'm aware of that one.
Yep. And have I told you about the red tapered candle upside down before?
Yeah, kind of forgot about it, but now that you say it, I remember it.
Okay, so I'm going to, just for the sake of our other listeners, you take a red tapered candle. You take olive oil on your fingertips, and from the center toward each end, you're wiping the oil on this candle. That's called dressing the candle. You are now energizing this candle with your thoughts and emotions. You are the purpose of this candle is releasing the negative energy around any situation. So, Carla, for you, you would be oiling your candle, dressing your candle. You're going to flip it upside down, so bottoms up, basically. So the small tip of the candle is going to be in your candle holder. And now how is the small tip of the candle going to stay straight up in a candle holder? Well, you have to melt some of the liquid. You're going to have to melt the candle, putting the liquid candle wax into the candle holder.
We'll hold it up.
And you have to hold the candle upside down until it solidifies, okay? Then you light the candle, and you've already, and excuse me, I forgot a step, you guys. You have to cut off about an inch of the fat bottom, pulling the wax off, exposing the wick. That's now your new top, so you can light that part now. So you're lighting the bottom because now it's flipped upside down. In this process, you are going to say, God, please remove any and all negative energy that's getting in my way of winning this case against my husband with the kids. That's what you're going to do. And you always want to say, thy will be done, O Lord, not mine, because sometimes God has, you know, better plans for us than what we know, and it doesn't always feel like it in the moment, number one. And the other prayer I would be saying is the St. Ramon prayer. And this Saint Ramon, if you guys look him up online, he's the saint for stillborn babies, and he's also the saint for court cases. And
Saint
I have
Ramon.
Used Saint Ramon a long time. Go ahead, say it again, honey.
Saint Ramon.
Yep. So we call him Saint Raymond, or in the Hispanic culture, it's called San Ramon. San Ramon, San Ramon,
okay.
San Ramon. So there's a process to this. You have to take your thumb and your index finger, get it wet with your saliva, and then you make the sign of the cross on your forehead three times, each time repeating his name. So making the sign of the cross the first time, say Saint Ramon. Make the sign of the cross the second time, repeating Saint Ramon. Make the sign of the cross the third time, saying Saint Ramon. So you're invoking this wonderful saint right now to help you. Then you point your finger outward in your imagination, but in real life you're pointing your finger out like you're pointing at your enemies, and you're wagging your finger stating, keep their mouths shut. And then, like the comedian Carol Burnett would do, tug on your right earlobe and say, make this work out in my behalf.
Okay.
Okay? I would be doing that all the time now, and I'd probably also light a candle for St. Ramon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those prayers will positively help start moving the energy around the situation. I really don't think he's going to win this, or I don't think it's going to turn out in his favor. Even if it's a push, I think you guys will still, you'll come out okay.
Yeah, the initial part is definitely not turning out in his favor. That's why, you know, the reaction that's happened the rest of this week so far has happened, and
yeah,
everything at this point. But yeah, he's putting the kids through a lot of unnecessary turmoil and working through them to try and get at me. Been rather interesting.
I think the court might also be seeing that.
My kids are holding together,
honey.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, I think the court might be seeing that. So I think that's even going to go in your favor more, Carla.
Yeah.
So that's
There was a clear message from the initial hearing. Yeah, it definitely they were seeing what was going on there. You know.
Good.
Okay. Well,
very
I will
good.
Definitely do those prayers and. Well, let's see what happens next.
Do them. But, Carla, really do them because,
yes,
you know, I know I've worked with you in the past, and you got to trust me because this stuff really, really works. I've done it before, and it's magical.
I will. I'll look them up tonight.
All right, honey. Good deal.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Dorian.
All right, honey. Let me know what happens later, Carla.
I sure will.
Night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, guys, that's why this is called candle magic, because it really, really does work. And there are some amazing prayers that people can do using prayer, candle magic. You know, people ask me, do we really have to do the candles? Do you have to light the candles all the time? No, you really don't. You know, whatever you focus your intentions on is what you're going to manifest, okay? Whether it's weight loss, whether it's getting a new job, no matter what it is, wherever you focus your intention, that is going to that's going to be what manifests in your life. But when you do the candle magic, this is a ritualistic form of prayer, and it helps you focus more. You know, some people, when they're doing their magic, they like to layer it, and it's a matter of picking the right lunar cycle. So you're looking at, is this the bring cycle or the release cycle? You're looking at what are the colored candles you're supposed to be using per the right prayer. There's incense, there's oils, there's herbs. And it's almost like, and the right time during the day, not just the right day of the week, but the right time during the way. There is so much to doing these prayers at the right time and taking advantage of the lunar cycles and the spiritual help that there is out there for this stuff to work. A lot to it, but, you know, it's a wonderful form of focus, and not just focus, but it really shifts the energy around you. So you guys have heard the prayers. Mark them down, practice, and you guys can get back to me and let me know if you guys have moved some energy around. There's candle magic for increasing more money, more jobs. And jobs just don't mean money. The money can come from anywhere. Love, if you guys are looking for another love relationship or a better love relationship or bettering the current love relationship you're in, oh, my God, you guys, there's something there for everybody. All right, let's see who's next on the call line. Hello, caller.
Hey, Jorianne, this is Esther.
Esther, how are you?
Great. I called you. First of all, I need a question answered, but I called you with some good news. You're
yes,
right. Madison Square Garden, Chicago Theater called me from New York yesterday, and they said that they probably won't be interviewing until later on in October or something like that. And they'll call me and talk to a lady named Elizabeth Williams, which is my same name. So we start laughing, but you think this one I'll get, or what do you think?
Well, when I feel this one, Esther, it feels pretty good to me. It kind of feels, I love the connection between you and this other woman. It feels very cozy. I get that she liked you right from the start.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, something feels real nice there, Esther. I'm not quite sure, you know, how it's going to manifest, but I really get you connected to this situation somehow here.
I've been lighting a candle and changing. I want to change my look before I get the interview. Do you think I will get that? You told me about a check, but do you think I'll get a settlement soon?
When I hear about a settlement, I get like I'm in this big thing of water, and it's all the water is like a washing machine, up and down, up and down, up and down. I don't know that that's completely set in cement yet. That's what I want to say about that. But, again, keep putting that in God's hands and know that it'll be coming at the right time. That's really what I want to say to you about that. I also – hey, where are you calling from, Esther?
Illinois. I mean, Chicago.
Okay, so that's what I thought. I get Florida around you.
Really? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, it means that there's either going to be a trip to Florida or some connection to Florida that's going to be working in your favor. So just write that down on your notepad and remember I said it.
Oh, well, can I ask one little question and it goes with the job? Will I be able to do both these jobs? Because I think my boss probably has a little crush on me, and I kind of really want to just go out with a good note.
Yeah. Well, what I'm hearing about that is it kind of I want to say that's a little cloudy.
Okay.
Okay.
So I can I probably won't be able to do them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting you might have to back away from one, but be very joyous and positive and happy and just keep throwing out the good energy.
All right.
All right.
When is your garage sale over, the
12th? I'd put it out one more week, but I was telling people if they wanted to call in for a full reading, you know, give me a call tomorrow or in a day and we'll set it up for you.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you, sweetheart. I sure will. Okay.
Hey, God bless you, Esther. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. And, you know, I really love getting the feedback, you guys. So Esther was giving me some feedback. Please feel comfortable. I love the feedback because, again, you have to remember, I hear this stuff from the spirit world, and I just trust completely what the spirits have to tell me for you guys. So let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller? Hello? Are you there? All right. Well, sometimes I know that some people are just sitting on the line listening to the radio show, and you guys are completely welcome at all times to do that as well. All right, so let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Who is this?
Felicia, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you tonight? And you're from Michigan, right?
No. I used to be in Wisconsin, and that's the 414 number. I live in Nashville, Tennessee now.
Tennessee. Hey. Excellent. I was down there once. I was down there twice.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yes, ma'am. So what's your question tonight?
I was calling because I'm in the process of moving, and it's two-bedroom home, two-bedroom townhouse that I would like to get. Do you see, I listened to you when you were saying stay positive and think about and manifest this into your existing, you know, manifest it. So do you see me getting that two-bedroom townhouse that's over in Antioch, Tennessee? It's like another part of Nashville.
Let me take a quick peek here. For some reason, something doesn't feel right about it, Alicia. Has there been negative energy around that property, do you know, or
no.
That you know of?
No, that I know of, I don't.
Okay.
I know I can afford it. I know all that. I was going to look at it tomorrow, and I looked at everything online.
All right.
And I went to look at a place, the apartment, not the townhouse, because I'd rather live in a townhouse than an apartment.
Right, right. I want you to pick one, two, or three for me right now.
Five.
No, pick one, two, or three.
Oh, what the heck? two.
Girlfriend. I hear you. Well, you're definitely moving. You got the death card here. You're moving, happy home. So I think you'll make do with wherever you end up. That's for damn sure.
Because I got so much, I feel so much positive around me. So everything that I'm wishing for and has started manifesting in my life, it's coming for true. It's just starting to happen.
Amen, honey. Good for you. Don't let the cobwebs in. Do not let the weeds in your imaginary garden. When you're sitting there in your mind and you're visualizing what you want, you know the saying, you'll see it when you believe it, or I'll believe it when I see it? No,
I'll
you'll see
it
when you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. It looks, I mean, one way or the other, you're moving. And to me, I think the townhouse feels better than the apartment. That's the sense I'm getting.
Yes, and I would rather have a townhouse.
Yes. So my thought is I'd keep focusing on that. Okay.
Okay.
That's where I would keep focusing and asking God to please keep bringing you there to the right one. And maybe you're going to be going to one that you're going like, oh, maybe this isn't the right one. And the way there are certain delays designed by God. That's what I'll tell you. And I went to buy a house a long time ago. I wanted this house so badly, oh, my God, but then I had to, you know, I knew I'd have to take the windows out and put bigger windows in and do this and do that, and the deal fell through. And I was really disappointed. And the next house was everything I wanted. So that is why many times we have to be patient, we have to wait, and know that God knows better than we do. So that's what I'm going to tell you. And so be patient, Felicia, and go ahead. And I'm so excited that you keep using your creative visualization techniques here. Very important, because you are doing a mind over matter exercise, and you are claiming that this is the reality that you are making for yourself. So please give me a call back and let me know what happens there. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. We only have so much time, you guys, and I do have to go on to the next callers. Again, if you would like a more in-depth reading, give me a call at 219-940-9292. Check me out at coffeepsychic.com. You'll see everything that I do and what I get into, what I have to offer. And remember, this is the last time for an entire year that you can get into my half-price psychic readings. If you're going to call me eventually, hey, why not take advantage of my deal tonight, okay, or tomorrow? Hey, caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Dorianne. How are you?
I'm great. Who is this?
This is Kay.
Kay, and what state are you calling from, Kay?
Illinois.
Okay, so what question do you have, ma'am?
I'd like to know the future for me and Gaynor. Will it be better if we're just a professional relationship, or or would there be a romance or just, yeah.
And the name is Gaynor?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to use my yin-yang sticks for you tonight. This is going to be on love. And we're going to ask, how does it look for love for you with Gaynor?
Well, what will be better? Would it be better as a business relationship? Because he's bringing a lot to the table.
All right, well, let's just look at love for you and Gaynor. Okay, the first one is 7. And the second one is 8. So 78, and this is for love. So let's see what this says. Okay, around love. Oh, see, so this is perfect. So this tells you exactly what you need to know. It says you will be disappointed with the other party. So basically, Kay, this is telling you that this is not meant to be a love relationship. This is meant to be other than love. So my thought again here would be, you know, always listen to your intuition. But here you have an opportunity for either love or business. When we check out the love relationship, we are clearly seeing you're going to be greatly disappointed. So it's not going to go in that direction. You can try, but it already says you're going to be disappointed. So, and again, give me a call back later on. Let me know what happens. All right, let's see who is next online. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jorian.
Hi, who is this?
This is Gina.
Gina, what state are you calling from, Gina?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Well, hello out to Georgia. Is it warm out there today, honey?
During the day, but at night a little cooler.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I know it's beautiful out there. It's a beautiful state. Hey, what's on your mind tonight, honey?
Well, I have been looking for a job for a while. So tomorrow I have a interview is a Skype interview, actually. And
cool.
Because a guy called me, he called me last Thursday for a phone interview now. He wants a face-to-face interview, but it's only through Skype. And I want to see if would that pan out for me or will something else come.
Okay, let's take a peek here. I've got to tell you, I had done a Skype interview with some producers out in California, and it was very effective. It was very nice. So I know when we're in different states or just out of the convenience now, people are taking advantage of the different methods of communication
right.
that we have out there. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's comfortable for you because, yeah, you still have to get dressed up, put your makeup on, do your hair.
I know. I still have to dress the part. Yes. But the comfort of my own home or something, you know, that's the different thing. So.
But it saves on gas. It saves on gas. Too funny. All right, so we're asking, how is this interview going to go? I want you to tell me when to stop, honey.
Stop.
All right. All right, pick 1, 2, or 3.
3.
All right. Hey, do you have arthritis, or who's got the arthritis around you, Gina?
Who has arthritis?
Pains in the hand.
That could be my father.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting that there. And have you been seeing dead people, honey? Because I see some dead people standing around you.
No, they just come in my dreams, like my loved ones.
Yep.
They come in my dreams.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting around you. So that's a real blessing, and I'm glad you're seeing them.
Yeah,
it really
I see them
is.
All the time.
Yeah. Good. All right, well, I want to tell you, I'm not so sure that this is going to work out the way you want it to, but I think it's okay. Still go forward. You know, put your very best foot forward because if it doesn't work out this time, it may work out next time, and it feels like you'll be remembered. And I remember that's what somebody said to me a long time ago. Always make sure you're putting your very best foot forward And that's happened. Even if somebody can't use you right now, they may end up calling you back later because you might not fit what they're looking for right now, but you will fit what they're looking for later.
Okay?
Okay,
okay.
Bye,
that's
honey.
Fair enough. Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless
you. Take
you.
Care. Okay.
Bye now. And again, feel free, please call me with the feedback. If something happens, I remember a woman from, this was a couple of weeks ago. She came to me, she goes, I want to give you feedback. She goes, you told me that I was going to be working for University of Chicago. And they called me up, they hired me. She goes, and suddenly Loyola University called me up and gave me a better offer. She goes, so I switched. So she goes, I'm not working for the University of Chicago. And I said, yes, but that was your choice. I said, they did call you up. They offered you the job, and you took it. So you were working for them. But she decided to make the change and make a difference, go in a different direction. So, again, the future is always subject to change by choice. Please remember that. Please remember that. You know, no psychic, no one else can tell you what to do. It always has to come from you, what feels right for you. All right, let's see who's next online here. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Great. Who is this?
Kristen.
Kristen, welcome to the show. What state are you calling from, ma'am?
Pennsylvania.
All right, welcome. So what's on your mind tonight, Kristen?
I was just wondering if any new love were going to come into my life anytime soon.
Hasn't somebody already come in, honey? I mean, I get a sense of I don't know if you've turned somebody away, but I get a sense of somebody, a gentleman that is positively showing interest in you.
Well, there's quite a few people positively showing interest in me, but there's nobody that I've really connected.
It feels like it fits the bill, right?
Yeah. And it's not like I have, like, the super high standard. I don't want anybody who gets high or has felonies because I've played that game already.
Yeah. Well, This guy actually looks like his feelings are hurt a little bit, to be honest with you. So it
really?
Might be some guy. Yes. The power we have as women. Oh, my God. And vice versa, you guys, by the way. I think some guy has really liked you, and I feel that he feels like he's been shut down or something. He just looks like he's a very nice gentleman. You know, but the point of the matter is, seriously, either there's chemistry or there isn't. If there is no chemistry, the best we have is a very good friendship. And sometimes that's wonderful just to even maintain a great friendship.
There is one guy who has been showing interest in me, but I try to be very nice to everybody. And I don't, you know, pick and choose, but when it comes to, like, relationship type stuff, I like guys who are, you know, I don't know how to say it, but somewhat normal. And
yeah.
I know I hurt the guy's feelings, but he's a schizophrenic who lives in a group home. And
there you go.
I can't take care of him. I mean, I can't, obviously.
Right.
But I told him I would be his friend.
This is probably the guy that I'm seeing, honey. And again, you might be there to maybe teach him or coach him somehow. If you guys are going to stay friends, I think that'll be perfectly fine. And you can gently tell him that, hey, some relationships work out, some of them don't, you know, and just encourage him, keep going on, you'll find the right lady. I don't feel that chemistry here, though.
That's what I told him. I said, you know, you'll find somebody who's, like, a better fit for you.
Yes.
Not me. I mean, it's a two-way street. I can't lie and say, yes, I completely care about you and I'm going to be devoted to you if that's just not what my intentions were when I even started being with him. He's a neighbor that I felt bad for.
Yeah,
so,
beautiful.
I didn't intend to hurt his feelings, but I'm talking about, like, if any, like, new guys are going to show up.
Well, when I see the people in front of you, honey, I do see several people. I saw this guy. I think he's still going to stay around you, this gentleman that's very sensitive. And I also get the sense of, just to let you know, I honestly don't think you're going to have somebody that sticks right away for a while. I think you're very independent. I think you're looking for a specific type of gentleman, and I think you need to keep looking until you find the right one, because I don't think you'll settle for less. So I think that's perfect. Now, I'm not sure when your birthday is, Kristen, but I am hearing something or seeing something about a birthday cake, happy birthday kind of
the
thing.
The 23rd. The 23rd.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're
that's how I plan. I have my own house. I have my own car. I have my own everything, and I expect a male to be self-supporting as well. So,
totally.
And I, you know, people say you're stuck up, you're looking for money, you're looking for this. I just don't want to carry anybody.
Wow.
I already did that.
Wow. Well, let me tell you, that's their perception of what their reality is. Don't let anyone dump their stuff on you, honey. That's their reality that they're dumping on you. Just, you know, go poo-poo, you know, go away with that job. That's how they live their life. That's okay. You'll be fine. I think it's going to be a little while before you find Mr. Wright, but you will find him, but it's going to be a little bit, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hey, good luck, honey. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Good night. You know, we really do want to remember to you guys that we all have opinions. We all have our own life's past experiences. But when you stop and think about it, do you really want somebody telling you or judging you for what you want, what you like, things like that? No, we don't, right? So when you look at somebody else and you start judging their life, you wanna kind of go back within yourself and say, why am I doing that? And really ask yourself, because what you're going to find out is probably that somebody judged you, you're incomplete with it, you don't have it, you know, settled or balanced out yet, there's still some emotional stuff. And, you know, the greatest thing you can do for somebody else is listen to them, give them a listening shoulder, support them, and encourage them to find their own dreams. Because what's right for me is not going to be right for you. What's right for you is not going to be right for your friends. You want people to find their dreams, not yours. Okay, please support each other. All right. And make sure you listen to your own inner guidance. That's the most important thing here, guys. All right, let's see what we have next online. Hello, caller?
Yes.
Hi, who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Texas. This is Pearl from Texas.
Hey, Pearl, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, how can I help you tonight? What's on your mind?
I have been feeling for like the last month or so there's a move coming up for me. Like moving from one house to another. I just wanted to know if you could confirm that. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. I think you will have a move or a change of some sort. And the other thing I want to ask you, Pearl, who has trouble with breathing by you? Why is it just a chest cold? Does somebody have COPD, God forbid? Asthma?
I have one daughter, and I have a son, and my husband's near me, but neither one. She's had a chest cold for a while, but I think she's over it now.
All right, well, that could be what I'm feeling. So somebody should watch out for anything around the chest area as far as respiration goes, because I'm in your energy, and I'm getting this little bit of difficulty around breathing around you. So you want to watch out for that. And then why do I see pigs around you, Pearl?
I don't know why.
Are there any pig farmers, or do you go by a location with pigs?
Maybe some piggies, but.
Are we talking about little piggies on the feet, or are we talking about really little pigs?
Really little piggies eating too much, maybe.
There you go. Well, I got to tell you, I'm seeing real pigs around you, and my nephew years ago shockingly bought a pig farm, and he started raising pigs. I was going like, holy mackerel, and he's from Chicago, so that was even a bigger shock.
Not this city, girl.
Yeah, right? So you'll have to let me know where these pigs are coming from.
What can pigs mean? Something else? Can they symbolize? I have greedy siblings.
No, I mean it could. It could, but not with the clear vision I'm having. This clear vision shows me real live pigs, and I don't know if you'll be going to a zoo or taking your grandkids or kids to a farm, and you guys are going to go like, "Oh my God, there are the pigs Joanne's talking about." We've got a place out here. And, oh, my God, it's a farm. I take my grandkids every year, and they have pig races. I'm seeing real pigs in front of you. So I would love it if you would call me, Pearl, and you let me know when it happens that you see these cute pigs, okay?
Do you see anything about the move? Well, is it going to
be? Oh, yeah, I see that you are moving. You asked if you were going to move, and I see for sure you're moving.
When? Do you have a time frame of any kind, or what's going to create this?
I don't know if it's creating it, but it looks like somewhere probably what I'm getting is, I think, March or before. So that's what I'm getting. Spring sometime. All right, so give me a call later on. Let me know, Pearl, and also about those pigs, because that's kind of hysterical, so... All right, we're gonna got a couple more callers here. Got to try to fit them in tonight. Hello, caller. Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Who is this?
Hi. This is Tammy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Tammy. I know you're from Illinois, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tammy? What question do you have?
I did have a breakup with a coworker, and we've been estranged since July, the end of July. I'm just wondering, do you think he's going to contact me?
And this is a coworker.
Yes.
All right. Well, I personally am hearing, yes, he will contact you.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing. Now, how it's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, good. Very, very good, honey. You're very welcome. You have a great night. All right, let's see who else we have here. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Who is this?
This is Taryn.
Tamron?
Taryn.
Oh, thanks, Taryn. How are you doing, honey?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good. What's on your mind tonight?
My question is about my mom's house and all the weird things that kind of been happening. A lamp kept going off in her bedroom a few weeks ago, and both her and my dad's heard broken glass, and also other weird thing that happened the other day is she was out at the store, and both the dogs and my dad heard her calling to help bring the groceries in, but she wasn't home. And so we're kind of wondering what this means.
All right, let me tell you what I think about that. I'm just going to say this real quick. Our show is coming to a close right now. I want to thank everybody for listening, joining us tonight. And remember, one more day you guys can give me a call for the psychic readings at half price. If you'd like to take advantage of this yearly special, you can reach me at area code 219-940-9292. If you want to have your own psychic house party, please call me at that number as well. You can have a seance at your house. Taryn right now has some spiritual activity going on. She might need me for a psychic investigation at her home. I'm available for all these different services. Again, 219-940-9292. Check me out at coffeepsychic.com. And good night, everybody. I'm going to finish with Taryn right here. But we'll see you next week right back here at Your Psychic Connection on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. All right, Taryn, thanks, honey. All right, so your mom is having these issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I want to ask you is how bad has her health been, honey?
Well, she's lived there for 20 years. I used to live there. So nothing like this has ever happened before. So we don't know who's trying to contact her. We don't know what it means. It just started happening probably within the last few months.
Yeah, but did you say she was sick?
Not that we know of.
Okay, very good. Now, when I see this activity, when I feel this activity that you're talking about, it does feel like stuff is happening around the house. And I've got to tell you, what part of Illinois are you in?
The Chicago area.
Okay. Can you find out if your house is on Native American and Indian property from the past?
We probably could find that out, yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to find out. I would suggest that you start doing some sort of, how can I say it, psychic cleaning. Oh, I just had a spirit jump in here. This really does, it does feel like you might have some Native American stuff. I do get somebody being very unhappy, ill at ease, that they're at this unrest at your house. You can take, have you guys tried taking the dry leafy sage and cleansing the house with that yet?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. You want to take, let's say if you've got a frying pan. You want to take, no, let's not say the frying pan. Let's say a pot that has a handle. If you
mm-hmm.
take like a cup of dried leafy sage, green sage, stuff that you really would use for cooking, you're going to put
mm-hmm.
it in your pot. You're going to start it on fire. You're going to have to blow out the fire so it'll smolder. It's going to create a smoke. That's called smudging. You want to go
uh-huh.
from room to room to room, saying the Our Fathers and Hail Marys. You want to take holy water, and you want to take holy water, make the sign of the cross on all of the windows and in every corner. And as you're doing this, you're asking God to come in and clean your house from corner to corner, cubbyhole to cubbyhole, crevice to crevice, space to space. And that should actually start cleansing your house and purifying it. And I'd have some crosses up, too, if I were you. And
well,
I'm hearing that your mom... A cross.
Go ahead.
A cross.
Yeah.
And on the walls. And I'm hearing that your mom should not trust John. Do not trust John. Tell your mother that.
Okay.
I don't know if she knows a John right now, but you tell her, do not trust John.
Do not trust John. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think it's anybody that's trying to contact her for health reasons or for anything of that matter?
Well, you're bringing up the word health again, but you're saying she's fine.
I think she is. But I brought up to her maybe that she's, you know, maybe it's a sign. Maybe they're trying to warn her of something.
Well, she should just go to the doctors for her regular checkup anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you had the activity before and you weren't sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go ahead and start cleansing the house. This is what I would do. You know, again, if you wanted somebody like me to come over and do an investigation, I can literally get in touch with the spirits that are in there and find out what their issue is. But before you have to call in and, you know, pay me to do a job like that, I always encourage people to start cleansing the house first. And see if you guys can get them out of there first before I've got to
It's
come
funny
out.
You mentioned about the Native Americans because when I was younger, I had a dream that I don't really think was a dream. I was sleeping in my parents' room, and I woke up, remember looking outside their window, and I noticed three men, but not of this time, digging a hole
yes.
by a tree in my parents' yard. And I still remember to this day. And I always bring it up to my parents.
Were they Native Americans, honey?
I couldn't tell because it was dark, but I remember they weren't of this time. But I remember they were
yeah.
bearing a suitcase.
Wow. Wow. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it would be something buried on the property. I know that the energy doesn't feel completely balanced there. And so I would actually start blessing the house, smudging it, cleaning it. Okay? And then just, Taryn, call me up and tell your mom, don't trust John. And tell your mom, you know, if you guys need me to come out, then I will. But, you know.
Okay. Great.
Okay?
Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, good luck. Good luck. All right.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hey, good night, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on your psychic connection here with Jori Ann the Coffee Psychic. I look forward to talking to you again next week. And, again, you can call in for a free question, and that number is area code 347-633-9400. God bless you all. I love you all. And have a great, great, great night. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye now.